should you get your revenge? Revenge is one of the most common reactions to injustice. Maybe you've seen it in old westerns or police movies. A bad guy kills good people, then someone gets revenge. Have you ever wanted to get revenge? Whether you've been victimized by gossip, bad driving, a cheating spouse, or a corrupt business partner, we've all thought about getting back at somebody, hurting them for what they did to us or someone we love. It may seem like a good idea. It's not. In my vast experience, I have to tell you that it usually ends up in a disaster. Maybe that's why the Bible says, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it's written, 'It's mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord." Romans 12:19. Wow. Let me take you back, way back, to my college hockey career. I'd just become a Christian, and the word got out around the league that a hockey player had accepted Christ. It was a miracle. We weren't known for being very Christian. And I was the first and only Christian on my team, and maybe the entire league. Have you ever been the only Christian at work or school? Isn't it hard? I thought it was. I guess the opposing players discovered that I was no longer retaliating for rough or dirty play. They kept hitting me and threatening me, and eventually I lost my temper and decided to take revenge. I challenged one vicious player, but his buddy hit me in the back of my head with his hockey stick, and I fell to the ground. They'd kneed me in the head while I was on the ground. So I jumped up and took my revenge with one strong punch that missed the other player, and unfortunately, I hit the ref. My attempt at revenge cost me my testimony and a suspension. Hey, please forgive your oppressors. Make room for God to defend you. God is bigger than any injustice. He can actually make it right, because you're His miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.